Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. It's going to be a great 30 minutes. And while God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day. Lord, that you grant, you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look at, always like to start off with, what is God's nature like? What is his thoughts and his heart towards you? He wants you to know, because we see this in Psalm 118, 21 and 29, and also Colossians 1, 13 and 14. We start off in Psalms and it said, O Lord, thank you so much for answering my prayer and saving me. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is so good, for his loving kindness is forever. And Colossians said, for he has rescued us out of the darkness of gloom and Satan's kingdom, and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who bought our freedom with his blood and forgave us all our sins. Well, what the Bible is saying, the God of the Bible is a prayer-answering God. We see this. And we are to thank him for this merciful, loving, and kind Savior. He is so good, for his loving kindness goes on forever. When you have taken Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he has rescued you out of the darkness of doom and Satan's kingdom, and brought you into the kingdom of his dear Son, who bought your freedom with his blood and forgave you all your sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the message today is, some could be saying that I'm afraid, I cannot hold out, I'm not strong enough. Well, I've got good news for that answer. It comes from John 10, 11 and 14. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I am the good shepherd, and and know my own sheep, and they know me." See, friends, Jesus not only saves, but he keeps. He is the good shepherd. And loved ones, the same one who calls you is concerned about you. He loves and cares for you, and he's not angry with you. Some people think God's angry. He's not angry with you. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. God who called you to become his child will do all this for you, just as he promised. If we go to 2 Corinthians 12:9, the Apostle Paul gives his experience. He says that each time he said, "No, but I am with you." What actually Paul, give you a little bit of a background here. Paul was going through some serious trials and tribulations, and he was asking, he prayed to the Lord, "Will you take this burden from me, this trials and tribulations?" And each time he prayed, this is what that came back. Each time he said, "No, but I am with you." That is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. Paul goes on to say, "Now I am glad to boast about how weak I am, and I am glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing of my own power and abilities." See, God has made an investment in you, and he will work to protect that investment. He loves every one of us as if there's just one of us. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure that God who began a good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns." See, friends, to know him, to have an insurance, commit your entire life to his care, leave the future in the Master's hands. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:12, "For I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able and safely guard all that I have given him until the day of his return." Loved ones, hold tightly to the faith and love Christ Jesus offers you. He loves you too much to let you go. He has not brought you this far to let you go. You are precious to him. I'll repeat that. He has not brought you this far to let you go. You are precious to him. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." See, friends, if you don't know this merciful Savior, today is the day of salvation. Do you want eternal life? Do you want your sins wiped out forever? Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. What a promise. But the free gift of God. Titus 2:11, "For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." And your response, friends, receive Christ. Romans 10:9 and 13, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." So just follow me along in this prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, the Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You are saved through faith, not by works. Amen. Receiving Christ, you are born into God's family. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. It's a new birth. All been born again. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God in prayer. Get into a good Bible-based church. and as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others, and he will take you places you never dreamed. And God bless you as you do. Well, we get to that part of the message now where we're going to be start praying for the sick. So listen to what the Bible is saying here in Luke 9:11. But the crowds learned about it and followed Jesus. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. See, friend, when the crowds heard that Jesus was at this place, he welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed all those who were sick. Jesus, this compassionate, merciful Savior, never turned anyone away wanting all to be healed. Not once did Jesus ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. God's healing power has never stopped flowing, and divine healing has not passed away. The healing message and the healing ministry is still valid today, friends. See, go to Matthew 10:1-8. And when Jesus had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. And as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely receive, freely give. See, Matthew 24:14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And what is this gospel of the kingdom? We see in Romans 15:19, through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. That's how we know the gospel is fully preached. That's what Paul said, through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, we will know. Now, Matthew 4:23-24, talks about this gospel of the kingdom. Jesus traveled all through Galilee, teaching in the Jewish synagogues, everywhere preaching the good news about the kingdom of heaven. And he healed every kind of sickness and disease. The report of his miracles spread far beyond the borders of Galilee, so that sick people were soon coming to be healed from as far away as Syria. And whatever their illness and pain, or if they were possessed by demons, or were insane or paralyzed, he healed them all. See, friends, the gospel of the kingdom is healing sick people. Whatever your illness or pain, or if you are possessed by demons or insane or paralyzed, Jesus Christ of Nazareth still is healing today. And Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission to all believers, not just some all believers. In fact, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. Matthew 10:7-8, as you go, preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, freely you've received, freely give. Friends, I'm preaching this message of the kingdom of heaven is near, or has arrived. And I'm to heal the sick and raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, freely I have received, from freely the church, the all believers have received the Holy Spirit, freely we are to give this gospel of the kingdom to everyone. And Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to the captives. He's appointed me to release the oppressed and open blind eyes and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And I will start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Lay your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and cyst in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the root. And I command a blessing of divine health freely flow into the lives of these listeners. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. The peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy of the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song. And we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted to you when you use these words. Now, friends, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to leave and started to disappear. Man, look for the improvements. Not all healings are instant. Sometimes they do take time, but have faith and believe. Test the area to see if there is an improvement. And know for sure that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. 2 Timothy says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Well, we'd love to hear from you if you have made a decision for Christ or received your healing miracle, or this message has touched you in some way, then get in touch with the radio station. And to keep your healing, be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Let love guide your life. Stay away from superstition. It only puts you into bondage. Jesus set you free, stay free. No going to witch doctors, the devil heals no one. Don't be fearful, amen. Jesus said, I live in peace, live with peace with each other. So my final prayer for you is this, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Lord Jesus, look from the balconies of heaven and see every heart that has opened themselves to the good news of the gospel. And loose every hindering spirit that keeps him from having heaven's best. In your name, I rebuke every negative thought, every negative spirit that prevents them from inheriting the kingdom of God. Father, open the windows of heaven and bless them with blessings that they cannot contain. And restrain the evil one, that the righteous may be blessed and be made whole. I ask you, Father, in the authority of your Son's name, that you give them the desires of their heart, because you have promised that in the scripture. This year is the year for us to live in miracles and know that the God is not just enough, but the God of more than enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom. Amen.
soul.